All right, Chuck, are you ready for a little Joe Smith here?
Absolutely.
On a Friday morning?
I enjoyed listening to Joe last Friday night call the game, Southport and South? Yeah.
Smitheroo, are you riding shotgun with us this morning?
I am indeed. How are you guys doing? Chuck,
yeah,
good morning.
Doing great. Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
Nice and warm today, Joe, but no weather to bother us this weekend. We don't have to keep that in the back of our mind or the forecast refreshing in front of us. It's a busy high school weekend. We've had plenty of action this week, which started on Tuesday when we got caught up with the back-to-back tennis champs of Bloomington North Conference Indiana champs, and the Bagel Boys were at it again last night. We got high school football. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Take it away on a Friday morning.
Well, homecoming on two fronts later tonight, entering week six, is fourth-ranked South will host Terre Haute South. Conference Indiana action at Huff Memorial. Edgewood looks for its first out of the corral against Indian Creek for its homecoming. Panthers look for number five in a row against the Braves, who are winless since its season opener of 2015. That's 14 straight losses if you're adding them up. Chalk Talk with Coach Mo at 7. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7:30. Panthers in Columbus North atop Conference Indiana entering week six at 3-0. Well, we'll see if the red and black, who have been black and blue with its season to date. It certainly has endured its share of injuries. We'll see if they can break into the win column at home in the corral against Indian Creek, who's 2-3. First meeting with the Braves in 26 years. Edgewood 0-5, hoping to have some of the walking wounded back for its homecoming starting at 7 down in Ellettsville. Well, if North can score 38 like they did on the airwaves last week in Terre Haute, it might be enough to get win number one at Perry Meridian, who's 1-4 on the year. The two Conference Indiana teams gather at Perry Stadium on the south side of Marion County. North, though, couldn't stop the option. If you listen to the game last week from Terre Haute and gave up 53 points, the Falcons like to grind it out on the ground. So there's your storyline right there. Stop the run, win, and eliminate those mistakes that have really been plaguing the maroon and gold today. Elsewhere tonight, Owen Valley at Cascade, a couple of 1-4 clubs. Brown County looks for its second at Cloverdale. Eastern should bounce back into the win column. They're shooting, the Birds are, to defend its conference title on the road at North Central of Sullivan. And number two ranked Class A Linton should destroy North Davies. I mean, this is not the spot for ND tonight. They are 0-5. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, after our South homecoming game with Terre Haute South later tonight, wrapping up week number six. Well, we have championships to play for. Conference Indiana showcases soccer on Saturday. Kevin Sparks' 12th-ranked Panthers, once beaten on the year with the number one seed, playing Perry Meridian at Franklin Central Saturday morning at 10. Now, if Sean Marler's North Cougs handle Columbus North, we'll have us a North-South championship finale at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Keep in mind, South beat North during the regular season 3-1. Meanwhile, Ian Rickerby's South girls in the championship bracket playing top seed Columbus North. They're over at Terre Haute North at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Terre Haute North, Franklin Central, the other half of the title bracket. Best out for Cassie Soller's North Cougars. A fifth place finish if they hurdle Perry Meridian. They'll be playing on the Terre Haute South courts in the consolation bracket on Saturday. And we wish the best to Carl Zaltzman's Edgewood Mustang fellas. They have the WIC title out in front of them tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Greencastle on the home field. The Edgewood girls of Austin Tucker play for fifth place in the league, hosting Greencastle at 1. Boys action a little bit later tonight. Lighthouse Christian will be at Suburban Christian later this evening. Country Oaks down in Montgomery, the venue, the Washington Girls Golf Regional, both South and North, in the field after finishing second and third respectively earlier this week in the sectional behind Martinsville out at the Cades. Megan Higgins of Edgewood, by the way, has qualified as an individual for a second straight year. We wish her the best. Thursday results, the Center Grove topped Eugene Kim South Panthers on the hardwood, beat them in three on the home scored last night. Panthers are 14-8. Lizzie Skokland and Sydney Conger each had 10 kills. Gracie Bland had 14 digs. Disney Brunnenberg's North Cougs 1-3. Over at Eastern, Zoe Merritt had 14 kills, and Bree Blanford had a solid Thursday night with 13 digs and 5 aces. Jade Vasquez adding to her team leading assist total with 37. North has improved to 12-7. They're on a bit of a run here of good play. They'll compete Saturday at the Martinsville Invitational. Misty Edwards, Edgewood Mustangs were sharp last night, winning its eighth of the year at home against Bloomfield in three straight. Mallory Folk had seven kills, three blocks, and Maddie Hartley with eight kills. LCA, the Lighthouse Christian Girls, the Lions will be in action tonight. They, too, like the boys' soccer team, will be playing at Suburban Christian. 13-1, another win, everything in straight sets, another Cougar bagel baked just right for Ken Heidinger's North Tennis Cougs, 5-0 at home last night over Columbus North. What else is new? They joined South Saturday, by the way, as both city schools will host Clarksville Providence. North's match will start at 10:30, and then Matt Corey's Panthers get Providence around 1 o'clock. Again, it's homecoming tonight out at Edgewood. It's homecoming at South. That's where we'll be, 7 o'clock Chalk Talk. Coach Moe, 7:30 kickoff. And again, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Week, recapping week number 6 on the airwaves after our game tonight.
Yep, as I mentioned, Joe, bring some extra pencils. South should be doing plenty of work this
bring
evening.
Bring another towel. It's going to be nice. It'll be warmer tonight in the press box than we did the opener on August 19th.
That's probably going to be true.
Kickoff against Brownsburg that night was a toasty 87 degrees, and I'll bet it'll be that or
a little more. Yeah,
more.
You have to bring your cooler with the frozen washcloths in it and wrap those around
your neck. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, hey, I don't mind the warmth.
No, when you can feel your fingers and your nose, and
we might be following one of our teams in the bitter cold of November and the rain and wind.
Sure. That's right.
And you get a preview of that tonight. See them again one more time as South doing the business on homecoming. That should be the result then tonight. Big night last night? No, looked like it. Houston and New England. Joe, two unbeaten teams went to New England. The Patriots tried to make it.
Yeah, kind of surprised me. Houston just couldn't do anything against New England's defense.
Third-string quarterback, they couldn't slow down. 27-0 on all of that. Quiet night in baseball. We'll keep an eye on the playoff races as they head towards the weekend. College football last night, number 5, Clemson beats Georgia Tech handily. At one point, Georgia Tech had minus 4 yards of total offense. The Tour Championship is in Atlanta. The Dustin Johnson Experience continues to roll right along. He is one of 3 players at 4 under the final 30. Looking for their chance at a piece of $10 million. So that goes on throughout the weekend as well. Indiana Wake Forest tomorrow, Joe, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's big. Coming off a bye week, you want to go out, obviously, with who's ahead the first 2 weeks of the Big Ten. Not putting the cart in front of the horse. We know that's there starting in October, a week from Saturday, but you got to really respect Wake Forest. They're hurting a bit at some key positions, but a couple of their backups played well against Delaware, so this is no cupcake tomorrow.
No, but they should play well against Delaware for a 1AA team or whatever that is. So we hope Kevin Wilson's gang can get off to a 3-0 start for the second year in a row and get fired up for the Sparty Spartans that come in next week. I've already done the story about the kid getting dismissed from the IU football team. I don't think we need to do that again.
But that's not news to me. So.
It's awful is what it is, but he's no longer part of the program. So.
Yeah.
We'll get IU beat coming back at 8:45. Men's soccer, women's soccer, busy weekend, field hockey.
We got men's tennis. We got it all. Volleyball, they played with the Monon Spike over at Purdue on Saturday night.
Yeah. And looking pretty good right now, Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's.
You know, that win the other night was the first time we've been 1-0 in 7 years.
Yeah, it's a tough league. And Northwestern
loaded. Eight ranked teams.
They are.
And
including 1, 2, and 3 at the top nationally. Wow.
And Purdue is one of them, but they lost opening their season to Illinois on Wednesday night. So
yeah, they lost in 5 sets. They're still 10th ranked, but heavies come in next week at UGM with both Minnesota and Wisconsin, who are 2 and 3 behind Nebraska.
And Ohio State's in the top 10 as well, so it's a never-ending gauntlet of fun in the Big Ten. We'll talk more IU coming back
Alrighty.
At 8:45. Enjoy that pot of coffee, and we'll see you here in a bit.
Chuck, bring that coffee, though.
It'll be ready. No
All
question.
Right, my friend. Just
yes,
a reminder.
Oh,
yes,
no
sir.
Problem.
I remind people. Go ask Glass.
Oh, jeez.
Very
You're
good.
Right. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you, Joe Smith. 7:45, 8:45 on a Friday morning. Joe Smith time, live on Friday mornings. Big Show Friday. What's the first Friday of fall, Joe? What a way to kick off Big Show Friday. It's Big Show, the autumn edition.
I forgot all about that. When fall arrived? Yesterday, wasn't it?
10:21 in the morning, but it arrived with 87-degree temperatures.
It did.
And that's going to be the case all weekend. The better news is there's no rain to worry about, so wherever we're going to be, out and about, festivals, games, everything, nothing in the purview there. Say hello to Julie Warren. She's giving us all the
Julie
information.
Warren.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
And congratulations. You made it through just fine, I heard.
Thank you.
Missing an eyebrow, but what are you going to do?
Big honor for you. Proud of you, girl.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It was a privilege to be part of it.
That eyebrow will grow back.
Yeah,
don't worry.
It's fine. I look fine.
It'll be fine.
It's interesting.
A little pencil. Get it covered up there. Joe, we got a busy weekend. Home game number two. Hoosiers looking to start 3-0. Wake Forest already is. It's the first, what do you want to call it here? It's the first Power 5 conference team. Well, we're going to have enough power in the Big Ten coming up around the corner. Let's get through this Saturday first. Dan Feeney's been a question this week. Get us updated and ready to go for a big 3:30 kickoff tomorrow at Memorial Stadium.
Well, it's back to work Saturday, 3:30 for Kevin Wilson's Football Hoosiers on the Big Ten Network after the bye week, of course. Wake Forest coming in 3-0. Good test with this ACC club prior to the start of the Big Ten. A test for the offensive line as Indiana tries to keep Richard Lego vertical, which they have for the most part. Lego has gone through a couple of games with no interceptions, has managed the game well through the air and on the ground. Devine Redding is go-to guy on the ground, looking Devine is to extend his 100 yards plus games out to six. Dan Feeney should get cleared for this one. He's had some concussion problems, as you know, against Ball State 2 weeks ago. We'll give him here on a Friday 90% that he'll play on Saturday. Tell you, the Demon Deacon string may be their front seven, and they've recorded 10 sacks through their first three wins after piling up 20 through 12 games last year. Now, Lego has been sacked six times. He was sacked four times against Ball State. That said, he also recorded his first three touchdown game against the Cardinals. Wake comes in numbers-wise, number six in total defense nationally through three. Third down conversions, we're going to watch that on Saturday afternoon. Indiana right now stands at less than 29% this season, next to last in the Big Ten, only 2 of 13 against Ball State. Dodged a bullet there, putting up 30 points. Two big keys tomorrow, how the offensive front performs. Dan Feeney, again, we expect him to play and keep Richard Lego clean and sacks aside, and let's hope for the best. 3:30 on the Big Ten Network with the Demon Deacons. Well, the Big Ten gets going on Saturday, and the Big E is number 10 Wisconsin and 8th-ranked Michigan State, who will be in here a week from Saturday night. Both are off, obviously, to unbeaten starts. Iowa plays at Rutgers, Penn State at number 4 Michigan, and then on Saturday night, number 20 Nebraska at Northwestern. Elsewhere, number 4 Indiana, those soccer booters of Coach Todd Yeagley, mix it up later tonight out east in Piscataway. At Rutgers, Indiana 5-0-3, looking for its fourth straight shutout, which would be its longest stretch in 9 years. They got number 3 the other night, dealing IUPUI a 2-0 setback. And obviously, still some lingering memories of that 4-1 Yeagley-Kitsch loss to the Scarlet Knights last November. Rutgers struggling, though, with injuries. They have scored only twice all year. They are 0-6. Coming off its first Big Ten win at Illinois last week, Amy Burberry's women will be hosting number 9 Minnesota tonight on the pitch at Armstrong Stadium, and will take on Wisconsin Sunday at 1. Indiana begins the weekend 4-5-1 overall. Coming off a season-opening Big Ten win on the hardwood, volleyball-wise, first in, 9 years. First time the Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's crew been off to a 1-0 start. Modon Spike and all that goes with it against 10th-ranked Purdue Saturday night at Mackey Arena. Four of the volleyballers trying to snap a 7-match losing streak to PU. It also began scoring in the season's Indiana Governor's Cup battle with the Boilermakers. Field hockey a little bit later today, Amanda, Janney's crew have a couple of this weekend. Big Tenor coming up against 5-2 Rutgers today out at the Field Hockey Complex. Indiana 0-1 trying to even up in the league. They're 4-4 overall. They'll travel to Central Michigan on Sunday. And Jeremy Wertzman's tennis fellas, they begin the fall campaign this weekend. The Purdue Invite drawing in 15 teams both on Friday and also on Saturday. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and here's another thing you might keep under your vest. The wrestling team of Dwayne Goldman, the Hoosiers, will hold their Fan Fest clinic tomorrow, and it's going to be outdoors. It'll be outside and on the mats in the orange lot right there, starting at 11:30 until about 12:30, and so you'll get to see some of the happenings there. And I might mention there's going to be all kinds of information available too, because next year in early March, Indiana will host the Big Ten Championships in the Assembly Hall. Going racing, well, the Chase race number 2, New Hampshire, out in Loudoun, New Hampshire, on Sunday for the NASCAR boys. Football tonight, we have homecoming on two fronts. Edgewood looking for its first. Taking on Indian Creek at 7, we'll be on the air starting at 7 o'clock. Chalk Talk Coach Mo and the Terre Haute South Braves down at Huff Memorial. And elsewhere tonight, North looks for its first at Perry Meridian. We have, of course, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. It'll be joined in progress right after our game tonight. As we mentioned earlier, this morning on the high school beat, soccer championships to play for. The best of luck to the city schools, the boys, North and South. They'll be competing in Franklin Central in Conference Indiana in the winner's bracket. We have the crossover championship game for Edgewood. The fellows will take on Greencastle for the crown there. And the girls, well, it's regional time in golf. Down to Montgomery they go, Country Oaks Golf Club. The Washington Regional for both North and South. Megan Higgins of Edgewood competes as an individual. Again, tonight, football starting at 7 with Chalk Talk from Huff Memorial. And, of course, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. A recap of week number 6, all of the scores and highlights after our game.
All right, Smitty, busy weekend on both fronts, as we know, so that makes for a very busy Monday for us. We'll have college football tomorrow, Penn State, Michigan, 3 o'clock pregame, and Sunday's NFL doubleheader beginning with the Colts at 3:30. They host the 1-1 Chargers. Both teams, lots of injuries. The NFL's got lots of injuries. 7:30 Sunday night is Bears and Dallas following Colts football, so a doubleheader of football action again for you on Sunday, which means we've got a very, very busy Monday to get all this stuff recapped.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of champions to talk about, and we'll do that bright and early next week.
Sounds great. We'll see.
It's still September next week.
It is. Yeah. Yep, we got a full week of September left because next Saturday will be October 1st. That
there
means the Big Ten opens up. And we'll have a busy week next week, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Julie, have a great weekend.
You too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45. We'll hear him tonight. Chalk Talk, 7 o'clock on the South Side.